Thank you for listening to USAMIT. USAMIT is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The views and opinions of this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or board of directors of 89.9 KMOJ. Now, here's your host, Julia Tolles.
Good morning, Minneapolis. Oh my gosh, it's a really, really, I don't know, we call this a damp day, damp raining. I don't know what it is. It's your girl, Julia, and we're glad to be back. How was everyone else's weekend, Dijon? What's going on?
Man, what's not going on? Well, this is my last week as being a junior in high school, so I'm excited about that, you know. I'm just trying to stay focused so far on all my classes. Lately, I've been working hard, playing hard. That's Julia's motto. Work hard, play hard.
Yes. But,
I've been doing that lately. Going to the beach. About a week ago was my birthday. I'm officially 18.
Woo, woo, so, turn up!
Feeling good. Working on driving right now, practicing driving. You know, I'm just about finished with driver's ed. I'm going to take my permit test very soon. Very soon. Why you say, oh no, Brianna?
Scared. You on the streets to drive?
Not yet. But I'm going to take that soon, and then I'll be taking behind the wheel. So kind of just a mixture of things. I'm at this stage in high school right now to where you're asking for a letter of recommendations, or you're finishing up your final projects. You're making sure all your grades is good so you can, you know, officially be a senior, not just one, you know, with missing credits. So other than that, I've been having a great time.
That's good.
That's awesome. And Dijon, I just found out, had a girlfriend too. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know this, because usually I'm all up in his business, like all up in his business. So I'm kind of surprised that I just found that information out. So I think she's pretty. And happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah. Brianna, what's been going on? I heard you had your Black Weirdo event. Was it last weekend or weekend before last?
It was May 23rd, so last Friday.
Yeah. How was that?
Awesome. Beautiful, lovely, grand, perfect. I really appreciate everybody who came out, everybody who helped us put that on. The community really showed support. Everybody I asked, it was down to just pitch in. And then we danced for 5 hours, you know what I mean? 5 hours. And we were supposed to end that one, but the space, the venue was nice enough to let us stay in the space for a little longer. Shout out to Gamma Gallery downtown. It was awesome. We had Toki Wright, who goes by Mamadou. He was DJing. We had DJ Just Nine on the ones and twos, one of my favorite DJs. We brought The Satisfaction from in town, and they performed. Sarah White performed, who's one of, she's amazing. She's like this space AG, what I call it, spiritual eroticism type music. And then we had Sweets P, who is Krunk Trill. And everybody turned up. Everybody looked beautiful. There was people in there with blue lips, pink lips, wild hair. It was incredible. So, I mean, I had a great time. I'm looking forward to doing it again.
That's pretty awesome.
Awesome.
So, do you guys have any ideas of what people can do for the summer, especially people that are not here, like are not from Minnesota, and they're spending like their first official summer in Minneapolis? Because one thing I've learned to appreciate since I've been here, and after that brutal winter that we had, is I'm really appreciating the lakes. I love how clean Minnesota is in the summer. So what are some fun things apart from like live bands and things like that? Because I'm trying to go to as many concerts as I possibly can. Like, what are some ideas for people that are not from here so they can kind of enjoy enjoy the summer?
Let's see. Right off the bat, Mall of America. You got to go to the Mall of America. Biggest mall in 50 states, so you got to go there. You bound to find anything in there that you love, even if you're going just to eat and have a good time. You got to go to the mall. And then we have Lake Calhoun. I love that place. You go there. It's a nice big lake. Kind of like a beach scenery. You already know about that. Just anywhere with water. Minnehaha Falls. You got to stay cool this summer. Yeah. It's like going to Minnehaha Falls, you see a nice little, you know, they got like falls, a river fall, and then you can eat. I love to eat, especially summertime. So come out, you take your date there. But anywhere where you can eat, get some good food, and maybe swim, that's a perfect place for me this summer.
Okay. Brianna?
Well, I love concerts. I love music and art. So, again, the Blue Nile every Tuesday. You go out. The weather's nice. You can actually make it there. And they've been getting a pretty good turnout lately. There's parties every weekend. There are parties every weekend. Last night, Audio Perm had their dance party with Alakingdom was hosted. And then they had a couple of DJs. I think Adora Tokyo DJ too. She's pretty dope and loud out here. So I would just really pay attention to city pages. I would follow First Ave on Twitter. I would follow Mill City. Follow all the venues that have a Twitter. Follow them. And then really start participating in the local music scene, because there's so much out here. And then there's so much underground type stuff happening. So just keeping your ears open. Plus music festivals. Soundset was last weekend, but there's a ton coming up. You can Google them. You can Google Minnesota music festivals and they'll pop up.
How was Soundset?
Man, I didn't go. I had a best friend. He was actually on the show. He's a rapper, so he really enjoyed it. You know, I heard Wiz Khalifa came through. He wasn't expected to because he had, I think he was
Rap
in Texas
Wiz.
Or something.
Free Trap Wiz, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. He was in Texas, so he ended up making it through. And I heard the crowd was just loving him. I seen a few videos. Wiz Khalifa, you had another artist named Chance the Rapper. He's not underground, but he's like a new, kind of like a new artist. And he's coming out on top, and he's doing great. Him and 2 Chainz. I heard Nas.
Did Illmatic.
Yeah, Nas.
I know people were going crazy over that.
That's like my favorite person. It's Tupac and then Nas. For
see?
Me. So
boom.
Nas is like my favorite rapper person ever.
There you go right there. So I heard it was just a great show. It looked fun. I heard it was safe. It's always fun when you can go and have a great time and then it's safe. So I heard it was great. I'm most definitely going to check that out next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I really wanted to go, but I mean, I couldn't because I was out of town. But like, that's pretty dope.
That is dope. I was like, man, I got to get there.
I'm like fighting this weird, like, and of course there's someone arguing with me and telling me that it's not a cold and I don't have allergies, but it's something weird going on. Like, I'm coughing, like seriously, legitimately, like I'm itching, my eyes are watery, like, So it's not allergies. I'm definitely allergic to something going on in the weather right now. And I'm glad that it's raining so we can clear it out, because it's like, this sucks to be feeling like stuffed up and under the weather. So anyone else that's going through that, I completely understand. It sucks.
Especially
try to kick it as fast and as quick as possible.
Especially when the weather, like lately it's been nice. We're just getting rain today and yesterday. But the weather for me, like usually when it's nice outside, I don't get sick. I think it's because of the sun.
Yeah.
I do not get sick. But
or
I
maybe
do so
it's
much.
Also like the abrupt changing weather, because like we definitely skipped spring. I don't know if anyone else noticed that, but we didn't really have a spring.
I think
we went from winter to summer. Like, so I think that's definitely also something that has to do with that. Any other new information that we need to know before we go into today's topic?
Yep, without a doubt. Miami Heat, I'm happy to say, will be in the finals again this year.
Blah.
Yep.
Hey. Blah.
Hey. The Miami Heat, man, for those who don't know or listening right now, that's my favorite team in the NBA right now. I love them. And I feel like it's a lot of hate against LeBron James. But ever since he joined the team, they've been in the finals for 4 times in a row. And that's history, because the last team that did that was the Boston Celtics. So it's going to be Miami Heat versus the Spurs coming up this Thursday on ABC. Don't need cable to watch it. Just check it out. So
what happened to my Thunder?
See, what happened was couldn't push through. They weren't able to do it. Even though Durant is MVP and all, they weren't able to make it past the Spurs.
So who you put your money on, the Heat?
Yep.
I think the Spurs are going to go for it because they lost the last time, right?
Yeah, the Spurs beat Miami before, but the Heat, I don't know, there's just something about them. They're able to struggle and still come on top somehow. That's how they do it. I feel like, I don't know, I kind of thought OKC would have beat the Spurs. I kind of thought that. But then as the series went on, I told my best friend, and he just loves OKC. Like, he loves them with a passion. So I'm like, nah, it's over, man. It's over. And he was heated. He like, nah, forget you. He like, OKC, they'll be back next year. I'm like, this is going to take them some more time.
Yeah, I mean, they're still a young group, and I think they will definitely be successful, and they'll definitely win some championships. But I just really like everyone on OKC, though. Like, I love Durant. I just love everyone on that team, and I think they're really driven, and they'll get there. They'll definitely get there. But as we all know, the amazing, the wonderful, the phenomenal, the inspirational, gosh, elite. The only way I know how to describe this woman is as a personification. Like, she's the definition of a personification. And with an exclamation mark at the end of it. Maya Angelou passed away this week. Or this past week, actually, on the 28th. And from a writer's perspective, from someone that's always admired her, it is truly... it was heartbreaking, even though she lived a full life. But I feel like Maya Angelou had this characteristic, had this thing about her where it's like she connected with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you felt like that was your great auntie or, you know, great grand aunt or your aunt or something. She just had that thing about her, and just kind of reflecting on all her quotes and different things like that. And one of my favorite quotes, you know, of hers of all time. I mean, she's had a lot that I love, but, you know, if someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. I think that's so true and so real. And it's just something about her words that are just going to live on forever. And a phenomenal, 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 phenomenal woman indeed. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure. I know Brianna was definitely, because she's such a poet at heart. So I know you were definitely affected by that. So, let's hear it.
Well, I don't know. I feel like lately, I think in part because, I have a grandmother. My grandma is 90 years old, and she's so proud about that. But it's been, I'm going to come back to Maya, but it's been these past couple years, she's been kind of sick. Like, we found out she had cancer about 2 years ago, and then we had to go through this whole process of, like, going through the chemo and all that. It was very scary because I'm thinking, well, I may lose my grandmother. She's the only grandparent I've ever known. But kind of because of that experience, and then because of more recently, this past November, I lost my friend Brandy Bates Sutter in a car accident over off Osa Memorial. I've been trying to think about death and have been thinking about death a lot differently. And so when Maya passed, Miss Angelou, kind of those thoughts came back to me, and I posted a status on my Facebook, and it said that when giants fall, if giants are falling, it's because giants are rising. With death comes change. That's something I truly believe. Like, death is change. Death isn't something to be really afraid of. And I really don't want to mourn those who pass. And if I am mourning them, I'm mourning, like, kind of myself and the experiences I didn't get to have with those people, or like now that they're absent in my life. But as far as for the person, I really look at death as a transition. So to me, it's a celebration. Like, she's just passed from this world into another. I think that's so beautiful. And I do believe, like, we have all these elders. We've had a lot of elder writers who I personally look up to pass in the past month. We had Maya Angelou just, you know, I think it was Tuesday, and then we had Sam Greenlee. I don't know if y'all know who Sam Greenlee is. He's this writer. He wrote this book called The Spook Who Sat by the Door. It's one of my favorite books ever. It completely turned me on to, like, thinking about the Black Power movement, and just it radicalized me as an organizer and then as a writer also. It's very it's beautifully written. It's very poetic. But he passed last Monday on the 19th. And then I think a couple weeks before that, Mary Baraka passed also. And so for me, as a writer and as a poet and as a lover of Black people, to see these three writers who love their people and who love themselves pass says to me that, well, that means there's space opening up for me to really rise as a writer and as a poet and really take up that space. I appreciate everything that she gave to us, but I also appreciate elders who know how to die, which sounds kind of weird, but who know how to pass and how to move to make space for young people to, like, the new plants to really grow, you know, the new leaders to grow and rise. And I really feel like that is just with the passing of a lot of people who've gone, this year that that's what's happening. So I was, it's weird, but I was really inspired by her passing.
Okay. Dijon, how did you feel?
Well, I just felt like someone like her, you know, she's an icon, and she's a legend, and just being able to look at what the things that she have done could really inspire people, and especially the younger generation. I feel like she was someone to look up to, and I'm sure she reached out to Black community and younger kids, and I just feel like she was around longer. She could do that more, and could possibly teach them more stuff, you know, because she's lived from, you know, a while, ever since the Civil War, and you don't find as many people as her, you know, nowadays. Someone who's lived from the Civil War and came and experienced a bunch of generations.
Civil rights movement.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Civil rights movement. My bad, guys. Okay. Civil rights movement. But someone who's experienced that, and, you know, seeing generations grow and just keep coming and keep coming, I feel like she could have had maybe she could have did possibly helped the generations out more now. You know, someone who is also a voice. And I feel like a lot of kids need more role models like that. So we just lost one person like that. Now you have to figure out who your role models are some more, you know?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I think, when Nelson Mandela passed away, right? Mm-hmm. I felt like, I don't know if there's anyone like Nelson Mandela anymore, or the Martin Luther Kings, or the Malcolm X's, you know, because I feel like people are not as selfless. They don't understand the sacrifices that go with that, especially with Maya Angelou. But one thing about Maya Angelou passing that I, you know, that really struck me is that a lot of us don't truly understand what our forefathers went through, right? Even with Nelson Mandela, it happened. But Maya Angelou, it really happened. There were a few tweets that went out, and one that really struck me, or a few Facebook posts, was one that really struck me. This person went on to say, "Rest in peace, Maya Angelou. She was a great singer. The song she did with Cisco was dope. I never knew her last name because everybody just called her Maya, like she from Brazil or something. And I didn't know she did poetry, but I feel sad nonetheless. Know your history, people. Not K-N-O-W, but N-O. Know your history, people. The good die young." There's Google at your fingertips, and actually posted a picture of the singer Maya. There were so many people like this on social networks that don't know who Maya Angelou is. How is that possible?
Because they don't. Who teaches about Maya Angelou? One. But going back to what Dijon was saying, I don't think you can ever lose a writer as a role model, because they write. They write through, especially with Maya Angelou. She wrote her story. She lived her life. And you have people who do know who she is out there really just promoting that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I don't think you can really lose our role models, as long as we, especially younger people, remember, like you're saying, Juliet, to recognize our history and really push that forward. We have to continue to, we have to be griots. We have to know our stories and tell our stories over and over and over again, which, I don't know, with Maya, she also told her own story, which I think is really impressive. And one thing that is, I think, unique about writers is that they tell their own stories.
I mean, but of course, we're never going to get over or never not know who these people are, because their work will live on forever. Like I stated with her quotes and things like that, like her quotes will definitely live on forever. These are things that are still like, that still mean a lot, that are still relevant to today's date. Like I said, one of her famous quotes, "When someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time." That's something that's going to be relevant 100 years from now, 1,000 years from now. So, you know, their work will never perish or anything like that. They will forever live. But if we're going to focus on writers, how do we educate the young to know about who these people are? Because I feel like there's definitely a disconnect between our elders or our mentors or people that we looked up to. There's definitely a disconnect from when I was in sixth grade to the people that are in sixth grade now. And for you to not know who Maya Angelou is, for you to not know who Nelson Mandela is, for you to not truly understand the works of, like, you know, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, and I mean Harriet Tubman and all those people. There was even someone that actually said, "We thank her for sitting on the bus."
What?
Yes. Rosa Parks. Like, I'm sorry. Wasn't that Rosa Parks that sat on the bus?
That was Rosa Parks.
Okay. So, like, where is this disconnect when it comes to the African-American youth?
Man, it's probably a big disconnection here, but I can't blame the parents fully. I just feel like, I don't know, my parents, they installed in my head, like, who these people actually were. You know, they told me about them. And then going into school, in middle school, you don't really learn about these people, maybe just a little bit. But in high school, that's really when I noticed, like, wow, we don't really have African-American classes. We don't really have classes that show, like, who these people really were. Like, over at, I go to Patrick Henry High School. Over there, we're working on creating classes to inform people about, you know, these greats. Instead of just having just February, just Black History Month, we're trying to have it, like, installed maybe at least a quarter or, you know, more throughout the year so people can actually learn and appreciate it. I think a big problem is that kids nowadays, the generation, they don't care to know who these folks are. They feel like, well, by them passing away, it's not really affecting me. What did they do for me? You know, some people, they think like this with the same mindset and don't realize what these folks went through. That's why you're here. That's why you have the freedom you have now. You know, so these folks open up opportunities. So it's kind of like it's a line between do I want to know about them and, like, will a school start implementing this kind of education into their systems, you know?
Okay. And, I mean, those are very valid points.
Can I ask you all a question?
Yes.
When you look at your elders or you look at people in the community, what is it that you look for? Because for me, I love old people. Old people is kind of rude to say, but I love my elders. They inspire me. They give me life, you know, and because they went through that. You know, I think in part it's because I have my grandmother. I love my grandmother to death. So just what do you look for in older people? Like, what is it that you want to know from them?
I mean, I've always been very close to my grandmother, my grandparents, everyone that's older than me. I've always hung out with people that were older than me. So I've always and it goes back to what I feel like my biggest form of education is. The biggest form of education is having the ability to listen. To truly listen and understand. And I feel like when you're around elders, that's all you can do is listen. And with age comes wisdom, right? So there's just so many things that they teach you in their storytelling. There's so many things that they teach you just from their little parables. You understand what I'm saying? And you may not get it at that second, but be sure that as you go on with life, or as my mother used to say, just keep living, you will definitely be able to learn. And I think that's the biggest thing. That's one of the best things that I've learned from my elders. It's just being able to sit there, being able to listen, sit on that porch and just like yearn for their storytelling. And I think that's the biggest form of education.
I agree with Julia. It's the same here. You know, I'm still a young teenager. I'm 18. But listening to people like my grandparents or just role models that are around the community, like a lot of people know Big Sam here, I feel like people like them, they have the best advice, you know. Yeah, they went through everything we going through now, and they could, like, possibly prevent me from, you know, dangerous stuff. They could prevent me from something that, you know, could possibly make things harder for me. So I learned from their struggles, and I also learn to, like, never give up. A lot of the people that's older, at one point in their lives, they feel like, I want to quit, this is too hard, whether it was high school, whether it was finding a job to be employed, you know, whatever it was, they had already went through that. So they have so much more knowledge. Yeah, they still make mistakes, but at the end of the day, it's a big age range difference.
Mm-hmm. That's something I definitely appreciate about not only elders, but just having adults in the community. Like, when you need advice or when you have questions, because you can't, for me, I know you can't, well, as a young person, you can't always go to your parents. Some conversations are uncomfortable to have with your parents, like, and it's really helpful to have other adults, especially older adults in the community, or people, you know, closer to your age that you can go to, like, hey, I'm having this issue, or hey, you did this project, and I'm not, like, with Racerville here, when I was planning the Black Riddle Party, I sat in with him because he's planned so many different events and has done promotion for, you know, he's done a ton of stuff. If you look at last week's Insight, you'll see, you also see Black Riddle in there, but you'll see him talk about his story and his history. So I appreciate having adults that I can go to and ask and really be like really honest to be myself and ask vulnerable questions and have them not judge me. That's something I look for in the elder. I don't know what's something that y'all look for.
I before we go to that, I really want to take some, you know, get some answers or get some input from our callers at 612-377-3456. Once again, that's 612-377-3456. I really want to know, how do you guys feel about, you know, us, the youngs, taking advice from elders, but also where is the disconnect coming from when it comes to the generation nowadays not knowing about people that have paved the way in the past before. Like, we understand that that's not going on in schools anymore, but now it's the parents, you know, parents' fault if your child doesn't know who Maya Angelou is, who, you know, Malcolm X is, and not necessarily not knowing, but truly understanding their works and understanding the struggle and understanding different things that they're going to have to face. So if it's not being taught in schools, how are we as a community going to teach that, right? Mm-hmm. And how are the you know, children going to get that education? But the phone's ringing right now, so let's take a phone call. Cam with Jay, go ahead.